You know, you look at the environment out there, interest rates are going up, mortgage rates are the highest they've been in 4 months or so, and I saw existing home sales released on Thursday. They were down 4.3%. Then you look at D.R. Horton, the nation's largest home builder, blowout numbers, the stock soaring. Something doesn't work here, but they're doing something right. Paul Romanowski is the president and CEO, at least has been since October, of D.R. Horton, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, David.
Didn't anybody tell you guys that this is an impossible environment for the home building business?
You know, I mean, these are the kind of environments that we spend our days preparing for. But when you look at the market as a whole, there's still limited inventory. And you look at the markets that we tend to serve, which, you know, the homes we sold this past quarter, I think it was 57% of those were first-time home buyers at the more affordable price points. And that's really where there is a lack of housing available today. So you look at, you know, look at the resale market. And yes, those numbers are down, but those numbers are down because there's not options for most people that want to buy a house today. And that's really where we step in. And that's where we've seen the success.
So what about the interest rates? Can you buy down interest rates to make something more affordable for somebody?
Yes, and we do that. You know, and about 86% of the buyers that we sold to in this quarter had some type of rate buy down. You know, and for us, that's typically about a point to a point and a half below market rates. So if you look at that today, market rates are right around 7.25%. So if you come into one of our communities, we're going to have rates in that 5.5 to 6.5 range.
You know, it's really working. I mean, one of the things that we always look for in the release are the cancellation rate. And the cancellation rate was, what, 15% versus 19%. It was down again.
Yeah.
Given the environment, I would have thought it was headed the other way.
Well, you know, most of what we have and sell are inventory homes, and so they're standing available today, and people come into our offices in our communities, and they're looking for, you know, certainty of close date, and they're looking for an interest rate and, a most importantly, a monthly payment that they can lock in. We give them that opportunity. And so, you know, they aren't really in backlog with us or under contract for an extended period of time. And so rates may move during that time that they're under contract, but that rate is locked in for them. So it doesn't cause concern, and they go ahead and follow through with the closing.
Well, and you're planning, I mean, you're looking out, you know, your calendar right now must read, you know, 2030 or something right now. You look very far out, and you have to plan ahead and assemble land. Can you still find deals out there? You still find properties that you want?
You know, yes, we can. It gets harder. You know, with the governmental regulations intact, you know, we have to plan further out than we did last year, and certainly way further out than we did 10 and 15 years ago. You know, that the real time to get a property, you know, from raw land to a subdivision is an average of at least 2, if not 3 years today. So we have to be planning 3, 5, 6 years out.
You know, one of the things I know you've been doing more since you've become CEO, and especially, you know, with the earnings report that was just out, is interacting with the investment community and the analysts. And a lot of analysts just avoided, a lot of houses, they avoided home builders because it's so cyclical. And obviously they're kicking themselves, you know, on and off, you know, for avoiding. But are they coming around? Are they understanding your business?
Well, they are, and a lot of that has been, you know, not just D.R. Horton, but the industry as a whole has become more disciplined, you know, more consistent in terms of, you know, our consistency of growth, consistency of production, especially consistency of cash flow and returns, you know, and being able to navigate that through what has been choppy and somewhat cyclical markets, and continuing to drive positive cash flow and consistent returns is starting to get the attention of more investors that truly did look at builders in the past as a very cyclical business. I think we've started to prove our ability to operate, you know, through cycles.
Seems like, you know, just when things get figured out, they throw you another curve. And this supply chain has been a problem. I mean, obviously going back through COVID. But we had a guest on the other day. He's a builder, a multifamily builder, and he was saying he was still having trouble getting little $40 parts and things that, you know, were proprietary and couldn't finish because of that.
Yeah, you know, we live in an environment always where there's a lot of parts and pieces that go into building a house. There's always something that we're chasing. I will say that at our teams and you know, we have long tenure of our folks, and we learned a lot through this last supply chain crunch that, you know, was COVID driven. But today we are back to our historical norms in terms of time from start to complete for us to construct a home. That's 4 months. So 120 days. We are right on that today. Saw some improvement as well sequentially this last quarter. So, you know, although there's some challenges out there, we're in pretty good shape for most of the materials, and we're in a pretty good shape of having the labor we need.
Yeah, and that's always been one unique thing about you guys since you got the scale, is that, and that's part of the cyclicality of your business, is labor would just kind of go over to Arizona if they're building in Arizona, or they'd pick up and move to California or whatever. But you keep them busy all the time, don't you?
Well, and that's a lot of the smoothness of our construction and starts pace. You know, we get a lot of question about margin, and for us, it's about returns, and staying consistent in our communities helps with the trade base, helps with their planning. And if they, you know, if they are out of being, you know, real worried about the cyclicality of the business, and they see consistency of starts in our communities and consistency, and they can send their crews to our communities and be there every day, it helps us keep labor on the site, helps keep the flow of materials. And I think we absolutely see an advantage of our scale over the smaller builders and mid-cap builders.
Well, you all can and do operate all over the country, but I some areas are hotter than others. Is it still the Sun Belt? Is that still the most desirable area?
Yeah, I mean, it still have seen consistency of demand across the Sun Belt. And, you know, those states that have been solid in migration, which is, you know, across the Sun Belt,
Yeah.
you know, and but across our footprint, we've seen pretty consistent demand. You know, there is still a lack of housing on the market from resale, and quite frankly, from the builder community, because of the complexity of getting lots and land to market. That you know, with lack of supply, there's been pretty solid demand across our whole geographic footprint.
You know, one area that's was fairly new to me, you know, up until about 5 or 10 years ago, was the rental home market. I mean, really for scale. I mean, one-offs here and there, but really in scale. And I know you all were building communities for others to rent, and you know, you sold them to. But you all are in rental now. I saw you booked what, $33 million in pre-tax income off revenues of $371 million in rental. You're beginning to move into that area.
Yes, quite a bit, you know, and 5 years ago it was fairly new to us too. You know, other than we had entered the what the traditional apartment market, but you know, we now also build purpose-built, build-to-rent single-family communities. And you know, if you look at what we did this past quarter, about 1,100 single-family, and then sold a multifamily community of 424. And you know, because of our footprint, we believe very strongly we have, you know, the opportunity to scale that business with the land teams that we have across our geographic footprint. And there really aren't a lot of national multifamily developers because it's so site specific.
Yeah.
We have the team set up to leverage that and continue to grow.
And the demand's going to be there, you think? I mean, this is not a fad or
No,
post-COVID
the
fad or
demand's gonna
something.
look. 40% of the people in the U.S. do not own a home, right? We've been pretty consistent in the 60 to 62% home ownership rate. I don't know that that goes up. You know, it's not getting less expensive to own a home. You know, affordability has still been a challenge, and there's a lot of people that by choice just want to rent. And so, you know, we're looking to meet the consumer where they want to be in that house, whether that is ownership or rental. We believe that's a long-term opportunity for us.
So I know when you're talking to all the analysts, which is I know you've been doing here recently, they all want to know, okay, what's next? What have you done for me lately? So what do you see, you know, looking out for the rest of the year? What are the kind of projections you could make?
You know, we feel good about where we are today. You know, and we're in the middle of the spring selling season. We've seen pretty consistent demand in line with our expectations. We've built up the home inventory that we want for this time in the selling season, and feel good about that. You know, the unknown is interest rates. You know, and there's lots of unknowns any given time,
Right.
right? Volatile times across not just the U.S. but the, you know, but the world. Those things we can't control. What we do know is there's, you know, an undersupply of housing and we're in a good place to continue to provide it for people.
Well, a remarkable performance. And like I say, for me, counterintuitive, but really profoundly impressive. And I was impressed by Wall Street's reaction, too. You know, for a first conference call as CEO, that's a good way to start.
we'll take it.
I would hope so.
You know, easy for me. We've got a great team out there that provides these results. And so being having the opportunity to present those is a privilege.
Yeah, it's not as though David Ull just threw you the keys and said, look, I'm out of here because this thing is
absolutely
falling apart. Not going to fall
he's
apart.
He's in the other room right now talking to analysts. So he's still here with us.
Paul Romanowski is the president, CEO of D.R. Horton, which is the nation's largest home builder. It's good to spend some time with you. Look forward to the next one.
You too. Thank you for your time.
Thanks
David.
A lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.